Well, we're happy to be here today and talk a little bit about open government. And when we say open government, we are referring specifically to the Texas Open Meetings Act, which is found in Chapter 551 of the Government Code. And that is the act that requires all meetings of governmental bodies in the state of Texas to be open to the public unless deliberation is authorized in a closed session under one of the exceptions to that act. And then the Texas Public Information Act, which is found in Chapter 552 of the Texas Government Code. And that is, of course, the statute that requires the disclosure of public information. And there's a number of statutory exceptions to that act. And so, absent those exceptions, governmental bodies must release information. Otherwise, they have to seek a decision from the Attorney General's office. Okay. We are going to start by going over a few noteworthy Public Information Act cases that were decided over the last year, and then Open Meetings Act cases decided over the last year. And then after that, we want to spend some time to talk about how some of the big decisions that came out last year have played out. This has not been a year where we've seen a huge wealth of open government decisions. Last year was that year. There were several big decisions that kind of changed the climate in some respects with respect to open government. And so this has been an interesting year in terms of seeing how those decisions have been applied by the Attorney General's office and the impact that they've had for practitioners and how things have played out. So we want to take some time to touch on that as well. And I will hand it over to Kim to talk about the noteworthy open records decisions of the last year.
Okay, so the first, I'm going to first talk to you about this year's open records decisions.